Chapter 14, The Wives of the Brahmanas. Once Krishna and his friends had left their homes before breakfast and were very hungry. So they went to some Brahmanas' houses nearby, where they had cooked a lot of food for the Vedic ceremonies. But the Brahmanas would not even speak to the boys, so they came back still very hungry. Krishna said, "Never mind. Go back and ask those Brahmanas' wives for some food for Balaram and me. They are great devotees and are always thinking of us. I am sure they will give as much as you like." The boys went again and said, "Dear mothers, Lord Krishna and Balaram are nearby with their cows. Please give us something to eat. We are very hungry." The Brahmanas' wives quickly filled up many pots and baskets with all kinds of nice things to eat. The boys took the whole big feast back to Krishna, their most lovable friend, and sat down together to eat as much as they liked. The wives of the Brahmanas also wanted to go see Krishna. Their husbands and fathers told them not to go, but they went to the forest anyway, where they saw Krishna and Balaram with their cows and friends. They saw Krishna putting on a cloth that glittered like gold. He wore a nice garland of forest flowers, a peacock feather in his hair, a lotus flower in his hand, and was well painted with clay found in Vrindavan. He looked exactly like a dancer. There were lilies in his ears, and he wore a nice tilak and a very charming smile. With their very own eyes, the wives of the Brahmanas saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, about whom they were always thinking. They all put their arms around Krishna because they loved him so much. Krishna welcomed them and thanked them for prasadam. "My dear wives of the Brahmanas, please let me know what I can do for you. Because you are all my devotees, everyone will be happy with you. So thank you for your wonderful food. Now you may go do your work at home." The ladies went home and sat with their husbands in the ceremony there. Those Brahmanas were thinking how they had made a mistake by not giving food to Krishna and Balaram and all their friends when they had come. "Just see, all our sacrifices are really meant to please the Supreme Lord. Because Krishna looks like a small child in the Yadu family, we didn't understand that actually he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we are very, very proud because we have wives who are pure devotees of the Lord. So let us therefore offer our prayers to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and ask him to forgive us."